Today's shiur is dedicated in memory of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac ben Avraham Zalman, Rabbi Yitzchak Chin, a rabbi in Kingsport, Pennsylvania, for over 50 years.
Okay, today's daf is Bar Mitzvah, daf Chav Dalet, and we are on Chav Gimel on the base by the two dots. Okay, the next couple of days will be uploaded from the last cycle, and then Be'ez Hashem will continue after that. But the next 3 days after today, Be'ez Hashem will be put up from the previous. Okay, so we are on the two dots, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Vechulu, towards the bottom. So we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, in the beginning of the Perek, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that if somebody finds clay on Purya, then he does not have to be machers, does not have to announce. So what are clay on Purya? Rashi says, the Gemara will explain it. So now we have made it. The Gemara will explain it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, my on Purya, what are on Purya that does not have, that have to be announced? Enochayev lahachris. So says the Gemara. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, kelim chadashim shelo savatan ha'ayin. New kelim that the eye has not been satiated with yet. New items that people won't recognize of their own. Rashi says, Adayin lohur galbariyasan vitashvishan sheimakiran yafet. Right, a person won't recognize them even if it belongs to them, but it's new. And Rashi says, Ampurya is from the lashon ein po raya. Right, I don't have a proof. I don't know that it is mine. So that's Ampurya. So a clay Ampurya, one doesn't have to be machris because the owner won't be able to identify it anyway because he just got it. So Gemara says, Echidami, well, what exactly are we talking about here? E isbuhu simin, if we're talking about a kli with a simin on it, solo kilo savatana ayin mayhavi. So that even if the person is not used to it, but he still knows the simin, he'll give the simin and he'll be able to identify it. E delesbuhu simin, and if it does not have a simin on it, ki savatana ayin mayhavi. And if it doesn't have a simin, then even if it's been his for a long time, we know the rules that we've had over the past couple of days already. Does it have a simin or does not have a simin? If it has a simin, then you machris. If it doesn't have a simin, you're not machris. Right? So how are we supposed to understand this case that it goes by whether the person has had it for a while or not? So Gemara says, la'olam delesbu simin. Really, it does not have a simin on it. And therefore, if you don't have a simin, so why would you have to announce? Well, what would be the havamina that we say, eino chayav lahachris? Nafkamina la'ahadure litzurva me'rabanan b'tfiyus eina. The nafkamina is to be machzir the item to a tavad chacham with tfiyus eina, with recognition of the eye. We come up with a new concept that we haven't had yet in the parak. Tfiyus eina of a tavad chacham. Usually we return an item with the owner giving simanim. What if there are no simanim, but sometimes the owner could recognize the item and say, yeah, that's mine. Because when you see it, you recognize it. Not that there's a specific simon on it, but how much it's worn out or whatever it is, sometimes the owner can recognize it. So we trust the Talmud Chacham when he gives that type of recognition of Tfiyas Eina. You know what? That's mine. That's the case that we're talking about here, a case that we would normally trust Tfiyas Eina. So says the Gemara. So why here would there be a distinction by clay and purya? Savatana ayin, if the Talmud Chacham has had it for a while, then we would trust his tfiyas ayin. Kimle begavayu umadrinanle. He knows what it looks like, and then we would be machzir it to him, because that's what he would give. The tfiyas ayin. Ki lo savatana ayin, lo kimle begavayu vlo madrinanle. But if his eye literally hasn't been satiated from it, he doesn't have it for so long, then how can we trust his tfiyas ayin? He hasn't had it much. There's no simon here, and therefore one would not have to give it back. One would not have to be machris. Lo kimle begavayu, v'lo mahadrinam le. One would not have to return it. Stop there for a moment. The question is, what type of ne'amanus is this tfiyas ayin? Is it ne'amanus eid echad? Is it some type of chiddush din? What does it mean? Question one. Question two, since when do we ever have a ne'emanus that there's a difference for different people? You know, there's somebody who's pasal edus. But since when did we trust the Talmud Chacham more than we trust the non-Talmud Chacham? Every other edus, eid echad ema bisurin, and everybody has a cheskas kashrus, and everybody can come to Bezdin, and all of a sudden here, within the world of Aveda, we have tfiyas ayin. So let's take a step back for a minute and think about, well, what about Aveda in general? Why do we trust somebody when he gives simanim? It's only one aid, right? And ask some of the achronim an even more biting question, and that is, we never trust a baldavar in dini maminus, Right? He comes, I have it, and then you, so you come and say, yeah, it's mine. Yeah, that's the, you give the simon. That's Eid Echad. So why would we trust an Eid Echad? Why would we trust an Eid Echad about his own items also? So what type of Ne'emanus is in general Aveda, when a Bailam gives the Siman for an Aveda, and how is Tfiyas Ayin different? So there is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ran. The Ran Nechul and Daf Sadi Vav discusses this, and that's the Sugya of Basar Shinis Alim and Ha'ayin, as we already had yesterday on the top of the Daf, when we spoke about why one of the Amorim used to cut his meat into triangles, right? So that just to get what he sent it to his wife, Biyad Nachri. So the Ran there in Chulin is Mechalik between Basar Shinis Alim and Ha'ayin, edus that is required for preventing that problem versus aveda, and what the Ran says is that when it comes to aveda meikir hadin, it eid echad is neaman to believe. I'll read you the Ran. The Ran there in Chulin. V'hada lo mahadrin avita betvias eina. Usually eid echad. You know why a person is believed when they give testimony. Not testimony, when they give simanim, because it's eid echad is believed in this context. Aye, so why, without a simon, is it not believed, but tfiyas ayin you would believe? V'hadalo madrinan avidta, but tfiyas eina, lav mishum delo havi simon muvuk, ela dechashinan l'shakre. But usually, if there's no simon, we're choshesh that the guy's lying. There's a chashash sheker. Eid echad naman. But if there's no simanim, we assume he's making it up, he's lying. But by tzurva mei rabbanon, delo chashinan demishaker mahadrinan. But by a tzurva mei rabbanon, by a tamar chacham, where we don't think he's lying, that's why we would give it back b'tfias eina. V'davka b'chazaras aveda hu delo mahadrinan, la'am ha'aretz b'tfias ayin m'shudigal ha'mechash l'ramon. But that's only by chazaras aveda. If there's no simin, there's only tfias eina, then there's a chashash ramai, and that's why we wouldn't return it to an am ha'aretz. But when it comes to basar, when a person says, oh yeah, that's my meat, it wasn't switched, then we would trust even a non-Tamil Chacham, only a Tfiyas Eina would be needed. So that's the Ran in Chulin, that's Mechalik, it says in Achinami. When it comes to Aveda, it is normal Eid Echad believed. Usually there's Chashash Sheker if there is no Simanim, but if there is a case of a Tamil Chacham, then that would be believed. And the Achronim understand this, and now we're going to go to the words of the pre-Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, who has tshuvas out. He's known for his Musar, he's known for his Koch Feor. Ar Yisrael is the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Sefer, and the Koch Feor of Yitzchak Petterberger wrote a Sefer that is usually printed with his Rebbe Sefer, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Koch Feor, because he is the Kochavim, the stars of the Or, the Or Yisrael. So his Rebbe is the sun, and he is the stars that surround the sun and the source of light. Says the Pre Yitzchak in Chelik Bei Simin Nun Vav, Achronim Hevinu B'Taimo Shel Davar the Sfir Leila Haran. Achronim understand that why is the Ran say this, that an Eid Echad is Naman in this case? When is an Eid Echad Naman to be Motzi Mamon? The answer is here, it's not Motzi Mamon. The Motzi Mamon from the finder, but the finder is not the Mochsak. Physically he is, but he's admitting that it's not his own. Tehad Eid Echad Eino Kam L'Mamon. When do we usually say Eid Echad does not come L'Mamon? When do we say they always eat two Eidim? Hainu Tekal Afuke Dafka Lafuke Mecheskas Mamona. Abel Heichad Deleka Cheskas Mamon Shapir Eid Echad Ne'emon. V'lakach B'Aveda She'ein Shem Adam Muchzak Bo. And Aveda is not called Muchzak, as he quotes the Tosfos in the first parak in Ksubis. V'lachein Gam Eid Echad Ne'emon. And Eid Echad would be believed. That's how he says many Achronim explain the Ran. That it's Eid Echad is believed here by Aveda because there's no Muchzak, and there's only Chashash Sheker if there's no Simin, and that's why by Tfiyas Ayin, Tamar Chacha would be believed. But he says, and he proves this with a column and a half of sources, not true. Because we find that Eid Echad is not believed even when there is no Chazaka. There are examples, he quotes this from the Shef Shmaitza and other contexts. So he says, I think there has to be a different shot of the Ran. It can't just be regular Eid Echad, which then has Chashash Sheker, and then Tfiyas Ayin overpowers. Because he asks all the questions that we started off with. And this is a pre-Yitzchak that we have to ask sometime through this parak. The Ne'emanus of a Motzei, a Bailim to a Motzei Aveda. So he asks our questions. Hecha matzinu b'chala Torah kula Torah ne'amanis v'dini amanis b'shvil shehu tzurim e'rabanan o chasid d'lo mishani diburei. V'chein hecha matzinu b'chala Torah chiluk b'ne'amanis g'abidini amanis b'itam chacham la'ma'aretz that he'll be believed without a sheker or not. V'al kapanim kasha that he asks the next question. Eich ne'aman bal dover al atzmo. How could somebody be believed about their own stuff? We never trust them. And he says v'yein lomar and don't tell me that it's a din d'rabanan. It doesn't sound that way. From the Gemara, it sounds like that it is a din to Araisa. So how do you understand general Bailam giving their simanim? And specifically here, so he comes up with a chiddush. He says, in 3 days from now, we're going to have a pasuk at a drasha on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara is going to darshan the pasuk, Ad derosh achicha oso. That's the pasuk by Hashem HaSaveda. You have to hold on to it until your brother comes and seeks it out. And he comes to you and asks you if he found it. So the Gemara there, darshins, derosh achicha oso, v'chisala al daitacha sheyitznu lo kodem sheyid rishenu. Hold on to it until he seeks it out from you. Well, of course, you're going to give it back to him before he seeks it out from you? You have no idea who it is. So Ella says the Gemara switched the understanding a little bit. Darshehu Im Ramayhu O Eno Ramay. Darshid, seek him out to figure out whether he is someone who tells the truth or not. Or he's a Ramay, and that's the source for having to give Simanim. Right? So says the Pri Yitzchak, you know what that's telling us? That this is a din d'oraisa, that when it comes to a motzi aveda, he has to figure out if the person's a Ramay or not. The second that he figures out he's not a Ramay, give it back to him. That's the din of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Special Gzeras HaKasuv. Hare mavur behendio the gully krag abe aveda the tzarech ragleda im ramayu o in ramay ach ketsad yadina meinor. How do you know if he's not a ramay? So if he gives simanim, he's not a ramay. But there's another way you know he's not a ramay. He's a talmud chacham. If he has a track record of being truthful, nimsat the gzeras lakasavu the aveda shiny mishar dine mamanis the tzricha haTorah lidrosh rak imeinor ramay v'kol sheinor ramay namalomar shemakam betviyazayin. That's an important chiddush of the Pri Yitzchak, but you have to mention that right in this parak to know what exactly is the ne'amanus of the bailim in the case here of motzei aveda. Okay, so that's the Ran, that's the Pri Yitzchak. Good. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue with the last couple of lines here, which is famous. The Ritva says here. I have another question. So what is this? What did we just learn? By a Talmud Chacham, you always have to give it back with Tfiyas Ayin, even if there's no Simanim. So ask the Ritva, so every time you find an Aveda, you should have to be Machris. How could there be any category of item that the Mishnah says you could keep it? What do you mean? Because it doesn't have Simanim? But maybe this Talmud Chacham out there will have Tfiyas Ayin. And therefore, he'll recognize it that it's his own. So every Aveda, even without Simanim, you should have to be machmer and say, I found it, because maybe there's a Talmud Chacham there that he's going to identify it. So the answer is, in Achinami, if it was a case where the robe would be Talmud Chachamim, you would have to be machmer, even if there's no Simanim. V'yim Talmar, he says, Kol Aveda Sheim Asimin, Lama Amrina Sheish Shalom, Yeno Tul Machmer, Vishim Servim Mirabanan. So there are really two answers the Ritva gives. The Ritva quotes that answer from the Ravid. The Ravid, Vadas HaRavid Zal, Dechi Machriz Bishop Servim Erabanan, Eno Machriz Ela, Bibate Kratzias, Bibate Midrashas, Makoma Shal Tamil Chacham Mitsuyim Sham. Yes, but only where Tamil Chacham are. You put it up in the shuls and in the Bate Medrash, because that's where the Tamil Chachamim would have lost stuff. That's where you put it. Or, it says, B'shtakach Ba'asur, D'shrichi Be'rabanan, V'chulu. But then he says another answer, V'yesh Lomar, D'achamai Skinako, D'chazio, D'nafal, Isurim Be'rabanan. Maybe he saw, the only case we have to announce is where you saw it fell from a rabbi. Sha'i Sasir, Sha'o Tabi Chacham, Over Hashem. Okay, so different days. What's the rule, what's the exception? But that is, one day, though, is in Achinami. In Achinami, if you don't know who it fell from, you might have to do that, or at least if you know it fell in an area where there ought to be the Chachamim, that's when you would have to announce, even where there is no Simon. Okay, a couple of days of the Ritva, let's continue now. So says the Gemara, so if there is a Tabal Chacham, you can return to Betfias Eina. So what is called the Tabal Chacham in this regard? How much of Shas do you have to know by heart to be returned to Betfias Ayin? Says the Gemara, Damar Viyud Amar Shmuel, nothing to do with knowledge. It has to do with Ne'emanus and what he's known as. Says Shmuel, Bahani Tzlas Mili Avdi Vidi Rabbani De Bishani Bimilayu. Shmuel says, the following three items, the rabbis are known. Avidi Rabbanan, it is customary for the Rabbanan to lie about. Mishani di bimilahu. Mishani. The Ben Yoyada says, it doesn't say lie, as I just translated it. I did that on purpose to lead into the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says, it doesn't say lie. It says, change their words. Which we find often, even if you're going to say something that is somewhat misleading, but if you could say it in a way that is not a complete lie, that's better. Right? Where do we know this from? Yaakov Avinu. Ani Esav Becharecha. Right? He doesn't just say, I am, right, Esav. Who are you? Esav. He says, Ani Esav Becharecha, which Chazal Darshan, Ani Kama, I am who I am. Esav, by the way, is your Bechar, if you didn't know. But that's the, why did Chazal do that? Right? Obviously, Chazal know that he's misleading, at least, if not lying outright, because even if one has the heter in certain regards, still, it might be better to just say something that could be understood in two ways, and they might understand it in one way, even though the real is the other way. So what are the three areas? B'mesechet, u'bepurya, u'beushpiza. In these three regards. And all the Akronim have come up with different Rashi Tevos to remember these items. But what are they? Number one, b'mesechet. What does b'mesechet mean? Rashi says, if you know a mesechta, he could say, I'm not really so familiar. Be it to be humble in areas of his learning. Mesechet, Rashi says, yesh biyadecha meseches ploni sedura begirsa. Olav, do you know this mesechta or not? V'yavagav shesedura hilo, yomar lo lav umidas anavahi. Number one, a person can minimize what they know. Yeah, mesechta, okay, yes, I'm not really familiar, I don't know. That is Misechta, number one. I, Tosfos asks, doesn't it say in Kiddushin, Vishinantem, Shi Divrei Torah Mechudadin Beficha? Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar, right, Kiddushin Daf Lamed. So you have to know, Shi Mishalcha Adam Altagam game. Somebody asks you a kash, you got to give him an answer. Tosfos says, Yeshlomar, Dainodafka, Ba'adam Abolishol Din. Oh, Hora'a. If somebody asks you a halachic question and you know the answer, you have to give the answer. Ola Hislami, they want to learn from you. Abolhaka, here they just want to know, oh yeah, how many times have you been through that Misechta? You know, come on, do you make it a CM? What number CM is this? So for that, you're allowed to lie. Abalacha, Shabalana, Soso, Im Yodea, Mutul Lashanas, Veloma, Lola, Madati, Ze. That is the first one, that is Misechet. Good. That is Rashi and Tosfos. If you look at the Rambam has a little different shot of all of these. The Rambam says, and again, this is only brought, the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Gzela, not in Hilchos Deus. Right? This is not something that the Gemara is not telling us how to behave. This is the definition of a Tamar Chachom for Tfiyas Ayin by Aveda. That's the specific context where this says. So the Rambam says, what is Mesechet? Haya Osek B'Mesechas Nida, V'Omar B'Mikvaos Anishone, Kedei Shelo Yishalu Oso She'elos B'Inyan Nida. Mesechta means that if somebody is learning in area A, he doesn't have to answer a question in area B. Even if he might be able to answer that question, he could say, you know, I'm not holding in there now. I'm not learning there now. That's the context that the Rambam gives. Even in Nida Mikvos, which are related sugyas. But he has that, he says, if somebody is in Mesech, Osek Mesech has Nida, and he says, I'm in Mikvos, because he doesn't ask him a question in Nida. If he doesn't feel comfortable answering the Shaila in the Halacha, he can say that. Right? He can say, I'm involved in another area right now. That is all Mesechet. Purya. What's Purya? Purya in Aramaic is a bed. So what does it mean here? Rashi says, Purya, Shimashta mitaskha yomar lav, midatsniyasi. Little unusual, right? Rashi says, the pshat is somebody asked their Rebbe, you know, were you with your wife? And he'd say no, right? Midas Sidious. Tosa says, that's a pretty unusual question, right? Tosa, somebody's going to ask the Rebbe this. Right? What kind of kasha is that? Tosa says, Ein Regilus, She Yishaluhu Kapirish Rashi, Im Shimesh Mitaso. So Tosa says, no. Purya, a bed, it's a little different. He says, no, Bal Keri Haya, V'lo Bala Beis HaMedrash. If it was Tameh, remember the days of earlier, especially the days of Takanis Ezra, where people used to go to the mikvah for Talmud Torah, right? Divrei Torah Mekabel and Tumah. So if somebody had to go to the mikvah, they met the Talmud there. So V'shalu, Lama Lo Ba, right? Why weren't you in the Beis HaMedrash? Show you were you Tameh? Right, yeah, but he saw him coming out of the mikvah, whatever it is. Yishanav Yomar Shechola Haya Oshar Ones Iralo. Right, or you could say that I was tummy for some other reason. I stepped on a sheretz. Right, something like that. Some other idea of how he became tamei. Inami shalu shichvas shachaf al mitazu lo yomer lokein pen yireba keri v'yizgane. Or something even more removed is that, is Rebbe, is this your bed? Right, even to see that, to know that you're to pass by, to know your Rebbe's bedroom. We never go past our Rebbe's bedroom. Besides that Gemara, the end of Brachas, that unusual Gemara where the Talmud was under the bed and Torah hivluma nitzarach. But generally, he's just to be in the context and in the closeness to our Rebbe's bed. That's also a little unusual and inappropriate. Therefore, the Rebbe can say, no, it's not my bed. Fine. So how can we defend Rashi? Like, why would a Talmud ever be asking a Rebbe such a thing? So if you look in the Sha'arim Mitzion Ben Yoyada, I think the Ben Yoyada discusses this, one of the other Achronim. The Ben Yoyada says, nearly Kavanis Rashi, Dehem Darkom Lisham Beis HaMedrash B'chol Leilo Sachol. Remember the days of old, they used to sleep at the Beis HaMedrash every night. They used to only go home for Shabbos. V'mchal Tfilas Mitzvah B'chol Le'echan Mehem. But what if his wife went to the mikvah one day during the week? Yishan osa laila bebeso, kilakai mitzvah zona. V'lachein achadeirim, kisharoen la'echan mehem shalabah b'layla lebeso medrash. They didn't see you one night. They said, oh, lel tefila? Tigat say, no, I was sick. Right, it wasn't asking out of the blue. They just wanted to know, were you okay last night? Imhaya es l'chad tefilas mitzvah, umay shavlav. He did not have to answer that question. And then while we have it open, well, we didn't do the last one yet. Let's do the last one first, and then we'll... And then we'll continue. But first, Puria. There's another pshat of Puria. This is much quoted. Not here, but Megillah Daf Zayin. What does the Gemara there say? Remember the sugya? Chai v'nishla v'sume adelo yada bein ar ha'man l'barach Mordechai. So you have to drink at Purim. What's the language? Chai v'adam l'sume b'Puria. Puria could also mean Purim, not just a bed. The Marsha here says... Person can be mishaker when it comes to Puria. Talmud Chacham is asked by his Talmidim, he could fake being drunk even if he's not drunk. He could pretend. He doesn't have to, which we could get into that sugya another time, about what the appropriate behavior on Purim is bichlal. But the Marsha here says that he could pretend that he is even though he's not, because that's what a Talmud Chacham, to totally lose himself, could be inappropriate bichlal. So, but then you might say, so if the Talmidim think that you're drunk, isn't it a... How does that help? But either way, that is the Marsha right here saying, "De Mishanah Lomar De Lo Yada Gamim Im Hu Eino Mivusam Kolkach V'Yada." Even if he does know the difference between Aruham LeBaruch Mordechai. Okay, that's Veseches, that's Puria, and finally the third one, Ube Ushpiza. Ushpiza. What if the Talmud Chacham was at a person's house and it was a great host? A lot of food, great food. So if he tells all his friends at yeshiva, this host is going to get swamped with people who want to eat at his home. So he could say, it was fine, it was okay. Doesn't have to say how great his host was and how great the food was. That's what the ushpiza means. Ask Rav Yashiv, what, you're allowed to lie? You're allowed to say something bad about somebody? Oh yeah, it wasn't so great. What do you mean? You end up saying something bad? But why are you doing that? Says Rav Yashiv, says the Chazuk Echemet here, he quotes it also from his father-in-law, no, the point is that you're saving this host something. He wants you to say that. He wants you to say it was, you're not saying it was terrible, you're just saying it was fine, it was okay. Right, you're not getting so excited about it. So that is appropriate if he doesn't want you to be there. So that is the three, Mesechet, Puria, Ushpiza. The Ben Yoyada says, and Rashi Tevis, Emes, Ushpiza, Mesechta, Tashbish. Right, those three. Lirmos, the gam bishlosha, the ika ben taima l'shaker heim. Even by the three that you could lie, the Rashi Tevis are emes. Right, to gam ba elu dvar v'yidaber emes, try as close as you can to speak always the truth, even in these three, as we just explained. Asks Tosvos, get all these Tosvos that are important. Well, don't we know another one? Isn't there the most famous time that you're allowed to lie? Gemara in Yevamos, mutar l'shaker b'nei ha'shalom. You're allowed to lie to keep Shalom Bayis, and we learned that from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem lied to Avram Avinu, where Sarah laughed and said, I'm going to have a baby, and she also said, oh, my husband is so old. And Hashem left that out. He was Meshanev B'nei HaShalom, so the Gemara says that. So he has Tosfos on the bottom. Right, why is that? So, says Tosfos, Mishum Dahani Nami Mishum Darki Shalom Heim. These are Mishum Darki Shalom. The Gemara there has the larger category, but these three are examples of that. doesn't mean a different shita. These are Mishadarki Shalom, to keep the peace between Rebbeim and their Talmidim. If you look in the Rif also quotes this Gemara. Unusual for the Rif to ask a Kasha from another Gemara, not just quote the Halacha. Not so unusual, but sometimes the Rif does this. The Rif here says, and Avyud Gimel Amad Aleph, the difference is, over here you're allowed to. Over there you have to. Right? Mishanem, Mibnei Shalom, there's a, you should. Right, there's a mitzvah. We should dehide the loitz richolay. The mitzvah he kiyis richolay ha'anach the rishus. These you're allowed to. You don't have to, but that is the difference. And if you look in the Rambam, he again has another pshat. The Rambam says you're allowed to lie in four contexts. Right, meaning he has that as a fourth day. The Rambam says here the end of the 14th parak of Hilchas of Gezeilah. Ram has four. He has B'nei Shalom as the first one. So Nechanami, he quotes that Gemara in Yevamos as a fourth. He puts these two Gemaras together and has it as a fourth. And what's his Lashon of Shalom? O Shehevi Shalom bein Adam Lechavero v'hosif vigara kede lechabavan zelazeh. What's he quoting? He's not just quoting that Gemara in Yevamos. He's quoting Oiv Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. He's quoting Pirkei Avos, Aaron HaKohen, that Aaron used to go over to the people and lie in order to get them back together. So-and-so wants to apologize right to each other, and they got them back together. That's the Rambam right here. That is all mutter, and that's a sign of a Talmid Chacham, somebody who only lies by those four and not by any others. Good. Again, there's a lot more by these. If you look at the Shem Shana Balacha here, he has three columns on this line of the Gemara. Feel free to look at more of the sources and the Ramazim. There are also other Ramazim that are brought by other Achronim to remember these three. Vayter. So we're still in the middle of the line, but the Gemara says, so my nafgamina. So what's the nafgamina that Shmuel says that these three are the Rabbanan and Mishanim Ilayu? Amar Marzut, Shaladur, Levit, Tabatvias Aina. Exactly our point, that you would be Maxer and Aveda with Tvias Ayin if this is the type of person you're dealing with. If you know that you would only return it, if he only lies with these three, then you give it back to him. But if you return it, if he's Mishani, if he lies at other areas, then we would not return it in this regard. There is a Gemara in Menachos and Baba Basra, the Gemara about the last eight psukim of the Torah. Right, who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? Machlokas Tanoim. Who wrote the last eight psukim? Was it Yoshua ben Nun? Because how can Moshe write, he died? Moshe Rabbeinu died? Moshe can't write that. It would be Sheker. So Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim after Moshe died. And the other Tana says, no, Moshe wrote it. How can Moshe write it? He wrote it B'dema. He wrote it in tears. So what does B'dema mean? So we've quoted various psukim in the past, the Vilna Gaon, which we're not going to get into now, but Rashi quotes tears. In Menachos, so what does that mean? He was crying when he wrote it. So why should that make any difference? So the Marsha there, I think it was the Marsha in Baba Basra, not in Tesvav, not in Menachos, but it comes up in Baba Basra, Tesvav, Menachos, Daflamid, both of those places. But the Marsha Baba Basra says that, well, he wrote it in tears and not in ink. And therefore, if you're writing it, then you're not writing it, it's not going to be so permanent, so then it's allowed to, it was okay. So some quote that Marsha as saying, oh, you're allowed to lie by writing. You're just not allowed to lie by talking. But that's not exactly what the Marsha says, right? The Marsha writes that it's not, it's Enam Miskayim, but you don't have to read that Marsha as you're allowed to lie in that regard. He's explaining Moshe Rabbeinu. He's explaining something specific, Bedema. There's a lot more there, unique the context is, not just, it's not saying a general rule. Right, so even though the Gemara here says, you know, the Talmid Chacham in these specific areas, you know, we can't generalize it. And that Marsha sometimes is misquoted as saying, you're always allowed to lie. What, you're allowed to lie on taxes? Because you're only writing it, you're not saying it? Of course not. Chas v'shalom. Right, you're allowed to lie whenever you assign something? Right, no, so the Marsha wouldn't say that. I can't fathom that the Marsha would say that. It's not what he's saying. It's a specific context that you have to research and add on uniquenesses to that sugya in order to fully understand that Marsha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Marzutra Chasida Ignav Lekisa the Kasva Beyushpiza. There was a silver cup that was stolen from the host of Marzutra Chasida. So Chazila, who so he didn't, nobody know, they didn't know who stole it. So Chazila, who Barbe Rav Demashi Yade, he saw a certain Talmid Chacham, Barbe Rav or Talmud, that washed his hands. V'nagiv Baglima the Chavre. They ran out of paper towels, so he dried his hands on the robe of the guy in front of him. Right, he dried his hands. Omar, Hainu Haidelo Ichbas Leba, I'm one of the Chavre. Marzuja Chasida says, oh, this is a guy. This is a guy who's not makpid on other people's property. I bet he did it. I bet he stole the cup. Kafte, so they forced him. They forced him bedvar and they confronted him. Va'odi, and he admitted. Right, Marzuja took it as a simon. If we're not makpid in little areas for our friend's property, then it could lead to big areas too. Right, and that's what he guessed. He was the one that took the cup. Tanya says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Tanya, Moda, Rabbi Shimon. Where's the Bachayat in here? Umoda. Umoda, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Bekelem Chadashim, Shesavata Na'ayin, Shechayev La'achriz. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, we started off with the Shimon ben Elazar today. Right? He's the one that says, on Puria, you don't have to be Machriz. On Puria, if it's new Kelem. But he admits, Shimon ben Elazar admits, Bekelem Shechadashim, Shesavata Na'ayin, Shechayev La'achriz. If there are Kelem that the person has had for enough time in order to recognize them, savatana ayin shechayv lachris, then he would have to be machris. Ve'eloi kelim chadashim shaloch savatana ayin she'eno chayv lachris. So what are kelim that you don't have to announce? That shaloch savatana ayin, you haven't had long enough, she'en chayv lachris, that you don't have to be machris. Kigon, bade machtin vitsinorios. What are bade? The Gemara will explain soon. Needles, vitsinorios and other needles, umachroses shel kardumos, strings of axes, kol elu sha'amru, so all of these that if you only had them for a little bit, they all look very similar and generic, so therefore you could keep it because you don't assume that the person could recognize it. Kol elu sha'amru, and all of these that we have said, imasai mutarin bizbat shamatzan echad echad. This is only if you find one by one, right? Bad echad, machroz echad, one string, one bad. But if you find two, a pair, then you have to be machros, because that's easier to identify, and therefore, you have to be choshesh that maybe he has a tefias ayin on that. My bade, so what does bade mean here in the braisa? Bade shuche, branches. V'amai karele bade, so why are they called bade? Darvish etalu beimidi, something that you hang something on, or hangs on something else, bad karule. Right, a bad is like a stalk. Right, or a branch. So the leaves hang on, are on the stalk. That's why it's called a bad. Kiahi, right? Bad babad means together. Right, the Gemara said at the end of Brachas, so you have to learn b'chavrusa, bad babad. Right, you have to learn close together. So a bad is a branch that leaves are tucked on. Kiahu, it's not hasam, like the Mishnah says in Sukkah, ala echad babad echad. Right, talking about Aravos. What's ala echad babad echad? So Rashi here, if you look, quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, Tav Mem Dalid, by Aravos. Abi Arava shenashru mixas ale, right? Some of the leaves fell off. Vishtar bashlosha alin lachin, right? And some say even ala echad bad echad is kasher, right? The minimum amount that could still be left on and the Arava. Okay, so that's how you know what is something that is. You find two of them, so then you'd have to be machris, but if one, you don't have to be machris. V'cheina Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, and once we're quoting from Rav Shimon ben Elazar, so let's quote something else from Rav Shimon ben Elazar, we had this earlier, Hamatzel min ha'ari, umin adov, umin anomer, umin abardalas, or it's something similar, right? If somebody, if there's a lost item, or a semi-lost item, that is going to be eaten by a lion, and I save it, right? Your donkey, right? From the ari, the lion, the bear, the nomer, the bardalas. We spoke about Bartolus. What is a Bartolus? Back in the Maseches Baba Kama. Uminzuto Shoyam, some type of creature, some type of a leopard type of creature, or hyena. Uminzuto Shoyam, or you save something from Zuto Shoyam, which we had, that is the, right, coming off the seashore. Umishluliso Shel Nahar, or from I forgot to mention, sorry, from Zuto Shoyam, a couple of days ago, I think, when we spoke about this. Maybe I'll mention it again. I don't remember. Nahar Hamotzi, but all these, Hamotzi Bistratio, Oplatia, Gadolo, you find it in the middle of a street, Ubuchamakam, Sharabi Mitsuyim, Sham, Hareilu Shalom. In all these cases, you're allowed to keep it, Mibnei, Shabailam, Misyash, Mehen. Because the Bailam are Misyaish from them, at the riverbed, and in the street, they're all Misyaish. The Rashba here notes that it says here, public areas, and then it adds, Ubuchamakam, Sharabi Mitsuyim, Sham. And there has to be a lot of people there. Ask the Rashba, what if it's halachically a Rishus HaRabim, but it's not such a busy street? The Braisa here says, Rishus HaRabim, Platya Sratya, and a lot of people are there. Do you need both of those? The Rashba has 2 days about this. Rashba says one day is, you need both. don't compare Rishus HaRabim in Hilchas Shabbos to Rishus HaRabim in Hilchas HaShabbos Aveda. Just because halachically it's a Rishus HaRabim doesn't mean that people give up hope. If it's a quiet street, then maybe people wouldn't give up hope if it has a siman on it. Says the Rashba, Uvisrati Uplatia, Tidaka Shabbat Elazar, Nira Devade Bedafka Nokat. Bedafka, it says it here, Umakom Shaharabim Mitsuyim Sham. It Dafka says that here, similar to the cases we spoke about the Knesset, about the Bidrashos, Habimakom Shemitsuyim Sham Ksas Rabim, if only a few people, or another Girsa, She'ain HaRabim Mitsuyim Tadir, Kigon Rishus HaRabim Da'alma, Astam, a street, Afilar of Shimon Moda, the Chayav Lahachris. The Rashba is noted to the day that says you don't compare Rishus HaRabim in Hilchas Shabbos to Rishus HaRabim in Hilchas HaShabbos Aveda. It's Rishus HaRabim, but it's not a makom that you have to that you'd be able to keep it, because you need it to mamish be a public area. You know, maybe if there's a Rishus HaYachid that you know a zillion people were at, let's say there was a party, there was a simcha, in a wedding hall. It's a public area. It's a Rishus HaYachid, right? Or even in a yard that's surrounded. So the Rashba, you don't go by definitions of Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim for of Hilchas Shabbos to HaShabbos Aveda. That's important. Good. Period. Just to mention, I think I mentioned this a couple of days ago, but just to mention it again. Zuto Shoyam, the Gemara quotes here, but if you remember Rashi and Baba Kama, Rashi and Baba Kama, when Rashi is trying to explain the concept of Yeush, right, I think, actually, yesterday we spoke about this. I think I did not mention this yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about the concept of Yeush in general. We spoke about Hashlom Hashem Avud from Rav Gusman and Rav Salvechik, and we spoke about the Ksos of the Nesivis, that it's a heter to take it. I did not mention the Chazon Ish, who has a formulation that says it's like a Hefker Bal Karcha, but there's another idea that Rav Asher Weiss has in his Sefer on Baba Kama, where he talks about the Zuto Shoyam. What does he talk about? If you look in Rashi and Baba Kama in Meruba, when Rashi wants to quote Yeush working, where do we have that Yeush works? He quotes Zuto Shoyam. Quotes the when it gets thrown into the river and it's on the riverbed. And let's go to the Achronim. That's the classic case of Yeush? No, we know by Zuto Shoyam, even if the guy is screaming, I don't have Yeush, I don't have Yeush, still we say that's automatic. So why is that the case that Rashi quotes for classic Yeush, right? This is the Gemara that we had, a Chav Beis Mabeis, the case of Zuto Shoyam, Asher Tovad Mimenu, right, Mikol Adam, then you don't have to return it. So that's not normal Yeush, right? That's an extreme case. So explains Rav Asher Weiss, his approach to Yeush, after we quoted all the other Achronim yesterday, is that Bailus always requires an expression, right? It always has to be expressed in a certain way. So that Bailus can be expressed if it's in my Rishus. Right, the Ramban. Remember the Ramban that we mentioned yesterday? You can have Yeush to something in your Rishus. Why is that? Because the bios can be expressed by your holding something, or by something in your Rishus, or I could use it. What about Yisuri Hana? According to many Rishonim, if something's Asur Bana, it no longer belongs to me. Why is that? Halakha, legally it's mine. If I can't use it, so then my bios is in a vacuum now. And therefore, maybe my bios evaporates. Bailus requires expression. The second that there is no expression, said Memela, it's no longer yours. So, if I lose something, as long as I have Ratzon to get it back, so then that's a connection, that's an expression of my Bailus. I have a yearning to get it back. But the second I give up hope, so then Yeush means that then the Bailus evaporates. It's not that Yeush itself does something, but then there's no, it doesn't have a simen, I gave up hope, or if it has a simen. Zuto Shoyam is the ultimate example of no connection to the item, right? It's in the sea. That's why Zuto Shoyam is quoted. But again, the rule is that Bailus requires an expression, and if there is no expression, so then the Bailus just evaporates. That's why Zuto Shoyam, as we have here, also in the Gemara, is just a classic example. Okay, let's continue. Ibailahu. Now we ask a number of questions. On Rav Shimon Elazar Shita, Rav Shimon Elazar says, in this Brisa, you go by the robe, and many people there, so therefore, then you do not have to return it. Ibai Lahu, Kikam, Rav Shimon Elazar. Rov Kananim, is Rav Shimon Elazar say that you can keep it only if it's a city of Rov Kananites, Aval Rov Yisrael Lo, but if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to return it, even if it's a public area. Odil Mafilu Rov Yisrael Nami Amar. Or did he even say Shita, even by Rov Yisrael? Imtib Salam Mafilu Rov Yisrael Nami Amar. And if we say that he says you're allowed to keep it even by Rov Yisrael, Pligi Rabbanan Alei Alo Pligi. Do the Rabbanan argue on that or not? The Imtib Salam Pligi Rov Yisrael, because this price only has one Shita. Bintip Salomar, Pligi Barov Pligi, and if you say the Rabbanan do argue and they say you have to announce Barov Yisrael Vade Pligi. So for sure by Rav Yisrael, they argue. Barov Kananim Pligi Olo Pligi. Do they argue also by Rav Kananim or not? Bintip Salomar Pligi, I feel the Barov Kananim. And if you say it's a machlokas across the board, even by Rav Kananim, Halacha Kamoso, oh ain't Halacha Kamoso. Do we paskin like him against the Rabbanan or not? Bintip Salomar Halacha Kamoso, and if you say the Halacha is like him, Dafka Barov Kananim, in a more limited way, oh, I feel the Barov Yisrael. So, Lamaisa, what's Rav Shimon Elazar Shita, and is there anybody that argues on him, and who do we paskin like? That's all the questions put together. So, Tashma, let's try to prove it. Says the Braisa we had earlier, Hamotzi Mo'us Babatik Nasius Babat Midrashos, Ubachal Makam Shabim Sukim Sham, if you find money in a public area, Hare Elu Shalo, Mibne, Shabbailam Siashamehan. Right? You could keep it. So Man, Shamasle Dazal Basaruba, who is the one that says in public areas like this, that you could go after the robe and not return it, Rib Shimon ben Elazar, Rib Shimon Elazar. So, and you see who he's talking, what is he talking about here? Shuls. Shmabino, Afilu Rabbi Yisrael Nami. So you see, even by Rabbi Yisrael, he says, because it's a public area, you're allowed to keep it. Mari answers, no, here we're talking about it's Mufuzar, it's scattered around, and even the Rabbanan would agree. Remember we had in the Mishnah, Ma'os Mufuzarin. You're allowed to keep. So even if Uzarin, my Arya Makam Sharabim Suyim Sham, Afilo Ainarabim Suyim Sham, if it's most Mufuzarin, then anywhere, even if there's not a lot of people there, you should be able to keep it. If it's scattered, El Olam Bitsururin, or Bitsurin, really, it's in a pile. And it's in a bag. Vachamayaskina Babatikinesio Shel Kinanim. You don't have to say Hishita is about Jews. Maybe this is gathering places. Kinus means a gathering. So maybe he's talking about a basic analysis of non-Jews. Bati Midrashos Beikel HaMemar. It's what about Bati Midrashos. Right, that's how do you get Goyim don't go in there. Yes. Bati Midrashos Didon D'Yasi B'hu Kananim. Maybe it's our Bati Midrash that the Kananim sit in. Rashi says, Shomrim. Right, the guards outside. Moshiv and Bakanan and Lishmar. Maybe there are guards outside, right, to make sure it's safe, right? That's the or to collect money, like the Hillel in Yuma, right? That collecting money, the money to go in. But either way, there are guards outside. So there are the Goyim outside and the Jews inside. Says the Riffa, wait a minute. How many guards are there? Three? Five? How many people are inside the base Medrash? This is still called the Kananim play a factor in Ashavas Aveda. There are so many more Jews. Says the Ritva, you know what you see from here? But the Jews are going in and out all day, and the Shomrim are there all day. So how do you determine the Rov? The people who are there all day, or the people, there are more Jews, but the Jews are going in and out. So the Ritva says here that you see that since the Kananim are there all day, that is an important factor, even though there are many more Yehudim in the area. And this gets into a larger issue of how do you define Rov and Miut? How do you define Rov and Miut? Right? The Ritva says, Kiva de Goyim Yasi Bu Tadir Karabim Ninhu. Da Kiva de Yasi Bekfiusa Mechapsin Tadir Umamashmishin Bechol Asher Yesham Tvei Me'osen Sha'ovrim Sham Beshavim Vokhalafi Darkam. Right? This comes up often in the sugyas of Rov and Miut. How do you define what's Rov, what's Miut? Just the, it's a huge discussion of the Achronim. We don't have time to go into it now, but if you look in the Binas Adam, right? The Chachmas Adam, the Binas Adam in Shar HaKavua, Oz Tezayin, he discusses this, right? The classic case of Rov, you have 10 butcher shops, right? 9 kosher, 1 not kosher. And you find a piece of meat, you don't know which store it's from. What happens if the non-kosher butcher shop is much larger, has a lot more meat than the 9 kosher ones? The Gemara doesn't really talk about that. It always says you go by the Rov stores. But what if one of the stores is much bigger, and it has a lot more meat? So do you go by meat? Do you go by stores? Here, do you go by the guard outside? Do you go by more people going traveling in and out? Right. So that is the Binas Adam quotes from the Chavos Das, from the Nesivos. Without getting into the details, just historically, it's interesting. So this is discussed that the Nesivos assumes that you go by one of them, and then the Binas Adam here in Shar Tezayin, he argues on it. I'm not going to read it right now, but if you look in, I'm sorry, here it is, Shara Chazaka, just lost the Shara Kavua. Here it is, in Oz Tezayin, he quotes that the Nesivos in the Chavos Das assumes you go by meat, and then he says, I had a raya against him, and then he says at the end, I once met the Nesivos. Right, I met the Nesivos. He tzeti lefanav davar zeh. I asked him my kashas. Vishasakli. He didn't answer me. He kept quiet. So I took that as, and I'm right. I'm sorry, the deceiver said you go by the row of stores, and I say you go by row of busser. But hold on, he continues. Anyway, so they met each other in the 1700s, two of the great gedolim. But either way, that's related to this ritva here, that you go by the gayim, the shomrim, even though they're much less. Good. Says the Gemara, Hashad Asas Lachi. Well, once we say that there are goyim here by the Bati Midrashos, Bati Knessias Nami, Didan, the Asi Buhuknanim. So Bati Knessias, you could give the same shot too. You don't have to say it's talking about a gathering place of the goyim. Tashma Vaiter, the Mishnah tells us in Machshirin Matzah Ba'aveda, that whole parak is all about Rove and Miyat. If you find an Aveda, Imrov Yisrael Chayav Lahachris, Imrov Kanani Meno Chayav Lahachris. That's the ambiguous line of the Mishnah. So Manchamis Le Damar Azlina Basaruba, who do we know from our Bryson that says you go by the Rove by Hashavas Aveda? Rishim and Elazar. Shmaat Svinaki Kamar Rishim and Elazar Rove Kananim. Of Imrov Yisrael, no. Low. So do you see it's limited to Rove Kananim? So, no. Hamani Rabbanani? No, maybe that Mishnah is the Rabbanan. Okay, so we can answer a different question. Tif Shom Mina Demodi Le Rabbanan Rishim and Elazar Rove Kananim. Then answer the other question that the Rabbanan admit. It's really Rav Shimon Elazar Shita, and he would say that normally you would be able to keep it even by Rav Yisrael. Here we're talking about a case where it was hidden, so it wasn't really an Aveda. So as the Gemara, if it's Tamun, why could you touch it at all? But now we're going to have the Mishnah later on tomorrow's daf, Bez Hashem, Matza Kli Ba'ashpa Mechuse. If you find a Kli in a garbage dump that's covered, Lo Yigabo, you can't touch it. Maybe somebody put it there. Megula, no Tila Machris. But if it's Megula, you have to be Machris because it's going to get lost. So what do you mean it's Tamun? Answer, Kedamar of Papa. Like our Papa says elsewhere, Bi'ashpa Shinasuya Lifnos, Venimla Chalala Fenosa. It's an ashba, if it's a garbage dump, an area that people throw garbage that's usually never cleaned up or moved. Now he changes his mind to be mefanet. So that's why there he would have to be machriz in certain cases. But usually it depends if it's covered or not. But there, in a case where it is tamun, but now the nimlach lefanosa, so then in that case you would be able to take it and to be machriz. Good, but either way, it is not a raya from that Mishnah in Machshirin. Because it could really be Rishim and Elazar Shita. Or, Viva Yisema says the Gemara, Lolam Rabbanan. Maybe it's the Rabbanan Shita. Aye, so is this a proof that the Rabbanan say would agree to him by Rav Kananim? So the Gemara said, no. Mik Tani Hein Shalom. Does it say that you could keep it? And they would agree? No. Eino Chayav Lahachris Ktani. No, it just says you don't have to announce. V'yaniach, leave it there. The Yis Yisrael, Yav Be'Simanim V'Shakel. And a Jew could come and give Simanim and take it. Wow. What does this Gemara tell us? There is a limbo case. There's a case that you're not allowed to keep it, but you don't have to announce. Meaning it's a p'tur of Hashavas Aveda. That's this Gemara. Where have we had this once before? We had this by the Rambam, Aveda Midas. We mentioned the difficult sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, an Aveda Midas, even though the Pashas of the Gemara is that an Aveda Midas is Hefker and you're allowed to keep it, the Rambam says an Aveda Midas is a p'tur of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to keep it. If somebody throws their items and they're like, they throw it into the street, so Pashas, you're allowed to take that. They're throwing it out. The Rambam says no. It's if you don't know for sure they're being mafkarit, so then you're not allowed to take it. But there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda in that regard. But the same idea of a limbo type of situation is right here. Tashma, Damar Rav Asi, let's try again to try to answer some of our questions that we asked on Amud Aleph. Matzah Chavis Yain Ba'ir. Shruba Kananim, if you find a barrel of wine in a city that's mostly Kananim, Mutaris Bisha Mitzia, right, you could keep it, Vasur Bana, but it's Asur Bana. Why is it Asur Bana? Because, we'll get to it, it's a wine of a guy. So Gemara says, Ba Yisrael Vanasan Basimin, but if a Jew came and gave a simin, and the Rishonimir say, Tu Simanim, because it's Yain Esach, the Chash, you would have to, Gemara's in Chulin, say you have to give two Simanim, but either way, he gives a simin, Mutaris Bishtia, so you're allowed to trust that it belongs to a Jew, and so it's Mutar to drink it. Lamotza. But only to the one who finds it. So he could trust that it's a Jew's, but he doesn't have to give it back. So where it says, really? Come on, Rav Shimon Elazar? Is that like Rav Shimon Elazar, who again says it's an Ir Sheruba Kananim? Shema Minok, he got Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Kananim, of a Rav Yisrael Lo. Right? It's interesting why only the Motza, but you see from here, the Iker Adin is that if it's a city of Rav Gayim, then you don't have, there's no Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. Gemara says, Lo, La'olam Eim Elacha, Rav Shimon Elazar, Afila Rav Yisrael Nami Kamar. Maybe he would say Shita even by Rav Yisrael. For Rav Asi, Savar Lakavazi Bechada, Paligla Bechada. Rav Asi is talking here. So Rav Asi holds partly like Rav Shimon Elazar and partly not. But it's still no raya, one way or the other, what Rav Shimon Elazar holds. If it's aser b'hana, in the first line, right, in the case of Ir Sheruba Kananim, right, so he does not give simanim. If it's aser b'hana, so what's the point that you're allowed to take it? Amar Rav Ashi l'kan kana, the barrel. The barrel, you're not allowed to drink the wine, but the barrel. Then it gets into the discussion of, well, how long has it been in the barrel? Right, did it give off taste? The cherry cask issue of having, storing wine in cherry casks, you know, the taste imparted, right, that's a big issue. Weiter, ho gaver de shachach arba zuzi de tzayre bisadina. Somebody found money in a bag, in a sack, v'shadu b'nar biran, and it was in the river. Also, the comment of Rav Yehuda, amar le zilachres, Rav Yehuda says, go announce. So Gemara says, zutu shel yamu. What do you mean it's in the water? Isn't that zutu shel yam? Shiny nahar biran. No, mar biran is different. Kivan to miskalomiyayish. There are a lot of rocks in there, and therefore, stuff that's going downstream will get caught. And people don't have yayish there, because it's going to get caught. Haruba kananim ninu. What do you mean? It's rov kananim. Why are you allowed to keep? Why do you have to announce? Shma mina, ain't alach Rav Shimon Elazar. Afilu rov kananim. Is that to say that the halach is alach Rav Shimon Elazar? Even in the case of Rav Kananim, Shinin Arbiran, the Yisrael Sachrulei, the Yisrael Karulei. No. Arbiran is different, because the Jews are the ones that work on the river. They dam it, they dig it. Kivan, the Yisrael Sachrulei, Amer, Yisrael Nafal. Since Jews are the ones that dam it in the first place, so then we can say that it fell from a Jew. The Kivan, the Yisrael Karulei, lo miyayish. Because Jews are all around, they're not miyayish. So it's interesting. Even if it's a city of Rav Kananim, if it's most Jews here, so then again, like we said before, how do you define Rov? Then you can assume that he didn't have Yesh because there are Rov Jews here. And the Ritva here says, remember our Sugi and Baba Kama, Svarim. What if you lost a Sefer in a place that's Rov Kananim? Let's say I left a Gemara, I left a Sefer in an area that is mostly non-Jewish. So do I say I have Yesh? No, because Gemara aren't interested in the Gemaras. Right? So therefore, the Rov is defined by who's interested in this regard. Fine. Weiter. Rabbi Yehuda, Abishak of Azav, Asrei Demar Shmuel, Beshuka de Bet Aisa. He was following Shmuel. Amarle, Matza Kanar Niki Mahu. He's in the market. He says, if I found a wallet here, what would be the halacha? Amarle, Hare L'Shalo, you could keep it. Boy Yisrael V'Nasa B'Simin Mahu. What if a Jew came and gave a simin? Amarle, Chay Lachzer. Then you have to give it back. Tarti, those contradict. You're allowed to keep it, or you have to give it back. Amarle, Lefni Mishur Sadin. Maker Adin, you're allowed to keep it because it's Rov Kinanim, but if Nimi Shuras Adin, you can give it back. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like this Gemara, that even after Yeush, there's a Lefni Mishuras Adin to be machriz in order to see if you could get it back to somebody. Right, like we had earlier the end of Baba Kama, the cases of Kiddush Hashem. Kihad Avu Adeshmuel, like Avu Adeshmuel, Ashrachana Chamri B'Madbara. He found like some donkeys in the desert. Vajrinu L'Maraya L'Basar Tracy Yachishasa. Lefni Mishuras Adin, he gave him back even after a year. Fine. Rav Avishak of Azabas Rav Nachman Beshuka de Gildoi. He was traveling after Rav Nachman in a certain marketplace. V'yamrila Beshuka de Rabbanan. Amarle Matza Kanar Nekimau. If I find a wallet here, what's the din? Amarle Harei L'Shalo. You can keep it. Ba Yisrael Nazabas Simin Mahu. Amarle Harei L'Shalo. You can keep it. Follow Omed V'Savech. But he's screaming. That's my wallet. Nazak Savech Al Beisa Shenafal. What do you mean? It's a case where there was no simin, or even if there was a simin, it was a public area, and we said a public area, it's like Zutah Shel Yam. It's like you're crying on that your house fell down, and therefore, sorry, look, the Fnei Mishras Adin, you can give it back. But Meikar Adin, you can keep it. Hau Dio Deshakel Bisra Bishuka, there was Dio. What's a Dio? A type of bird. Rashi quotes, like, it's translated as a vulture, daya, right? A bird came, swooped down, took a piece of meat in the shuk. Vishadia bitsanayasa debe bar marian. And he threw it somewhere else next to the trees. Also, lakamidi abaya, amarle zir shkolanavshach. So someone came, he came in front of abaya, and abaya said, you can take it. Varuba di Yisrael ninu. But what do you mean it's Rov Yisrael? Shmamina afil ha'okar shuman alazar afilu Rov Yisrael. Does that tell me Rav Shimon Elazar says a shita there? Shiny dio de kazuto shol yam dami. No, it's zuto shol yam. The bird took it. So he definitely gave up hope, no matter what. But it's basar shenis amenayim. The bird took it. That's exactly part of one of the cases of basar shenis amenayim. But omed v'ro'ehu. No, he sees. He saw the bird. The finder saw the bird from start to finish. Period. Rabbi Chanina Matzak di shachor b'tveri l'sibori. He finds a shechted goat. Vitirulo, between Tveri and Sipori, two of the cities up north where the Sanhedrin was. And he matered it. Amar Rabbi Ami, hitirulo mishum mitzia k'r Shimon Elazar. He matered it mishum mitzia, like Shimon Elazar, right? Rove And therefore, you're allowed to keep it. Mishem shchita k'rebi chananya benosh Rabbi Yosei Galili. Why, what's that? The Tanya. Harish avdulo gediyah v'tarnagolav. Uhalach umatza shchutin. If you lost your animals and you found them shechted, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, you have no idea who shechted them. Rabbi Chananya benosh Rabbi Yosei Galili matir. No, mutter, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because as we'll see, most people who shecht are Jewish. Amar Rebbe, Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda, k'shematzam ba'ashba, right? If you find them in an ashba, I think it's aser, because it must be that they threw it out. V'div Rebbe Chanina, b'nosh Rebbe Yosei Glili, k'shematzam ba'ayis. End of the b'raisa. Midehitiru lo mishum shchita, ruba yisroninu. Since they allowed it, by shchita, must be that it's a case of rove Jews, v'shmas minah, halak v'shem al-azhar, afila b'rove Yisrael. Right? We're still trying to answer our questions. So shall we say it's a case of rove Yisrael and you're allowed to keep it? Amar Rava, no, Rov Kinanim, Rov Tivcha Yisrael. Most of the butchers, most of the shochtim are Yisrael, even though it might be a city of Kinanim. Again, another example where Rov and Miut have a unique definition. Last case, Rabbi Ami Ashkach Pargios Shchutos, Bein Tveri Lisibori. He found the shechted pigeons, also the Kamei Rabbi Asi, V'Ami Lo the Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, V'Ami Lo Bein Medrasha. He asked somebody, V'Amru Le Zil Shko Lenavshach. Keep it because it's Mishum Hashavas Aveda. The guy had Yeosh, and it was shechted, so you could assume it was Jews. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Ashka Kibura Da Azlibe Azluye. Right, he found a kibura, some type of balls of wool or twine. Also, the comment of Rabbi Yochanan of Amrila B'mei Medrashav Amrule Zil Shkol Anafshach. So, the Maskana, we don't answer any of our questions about what Rav Shimon Elazar Shita is, and do the Rabbanan argue, and who do we paskin like. But either way, we have the discussion, though, of all of these issues. Okay, we'll stop here. The next 3 days will be, Yav Hashem, put up from the last cycle. I'm not going to give tomorrow, the next couple of days. Yav Hashem will pick up with Daf Chav Ches. Oh, yes, and we did have Tfiyasai in one place early. We had it on Daf Yotes. Sorry, thank you for the correction.